This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Let me do it slowly. 855-993-7569. I'm actually going to do it again. 855-993-7569. Okay, which is 855-99-DR-JOY. And you don't even have to remember it. If you go to drjoy.com, which is not too hard to remember, just drjoy.com, it's on the right-hand side. It's got both numbers, okay, which are the same number, but both forms are the same number. All right, so, because I do talk fast. I told you my grandmother said I have great diction because otherwise no one would ever understand a word I'd said. And that was when I was about 15 years old. Given the fact I'm Southern, I do talk fast. Imagine what would happen if I was actually born in the North. Don't even think about it. Alrighty, this day in history, it is Red Nose Day. So if you see people wandering around with little red noses, not because of hay fever, but because they bought them and donated money to children's charities worldwide. Started in the UK. It's really interesting, and a huge number of charities have started in the UK. You don't think of the United Kingdom as being necessarily particularly philanthropic, but they are. Although, per capita, the United States are the most generous people in the world. We don't have savings accounts, it turns out. We don't have life insurance, which both of which are not very wise to not employ. But we are generous. A little nutty, but very generous. Alrighty, on this day, in 1647, Elise Young was hanged in Hartford, Connecticut, the first person executed as a witch in the British American colonies. This wasn't even Salem. This wasn't even the Crucible. It's interesting. Somebody just sent me a notification that there is a movie. Let's see if I can remember what the name of the movie is. The Fitz, which is a movie about an 11-year-old girl, and she gets involved in cheerleading. And about what group hysteria is about, which is exactly what the Crucible is about. But young women, I'm convinced if I'd been around at that time, I probably would have been hung as a witch. So it's just as well that I was, I know I'm old, but I'm not that old. In 1830, the Indian Removal Act was passed by the U.S. Congress, signed into law by Andrew Jackson 2 days later. Not nice things in American history, but the only way as a country that we can be a great country is to acknowledge the things that we have done that are not great. And it's, as I said, I saw a documentary about the German chancellor who in 1996 said we have to admit about the Holocaust. We have, because as a country, until we accept that responsibility, we can't move forward. So, and for me, that was an extraordinary revelation and model for how, as a country, you have to admit the awful things you've done. Now, obviously, the Holocaust was much more recent than something in 1647 or 1830. Doesn't mean that we can't acknowledge it and shouldn't acknowledge it, because we should. Speaking of which, in 1857, Dred Scott was emancipated by the Blow family, its original owners. With the Dred Scott decision? In 1896, Charles Dow publishes the first edition of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which I think is down a little bit today. It was up yesterday, I think down a little bit today. So I was talking with somebody about this, and they said, it's going to be volatile for the next couple of years. Oh, good. I'm one of those people who thinks that if you need the money in the next 5 years, you should not be in the stock market. On the other hand, there have been a lot of articles written, especially for boomers in retirement. They said you have to have somebody in the stock market because there's no way of offsetting inflation without it. So, when I was in eighth grade, our math teacher gave us $5,000 imaginary dollars to invest in the stock market, which was a very smart way of doing a number of things. It was teaching us about money. It was teaching us about the stock market, and it was teaching us about, I suppose, gambling and all sorts of things. And all of us, and I made scads of money. I remember we had 6 months, and you had to buy it, you had to sell it on the days, and you had to keep track of it and pay commissions and stuff like that. And I think my $5,000 turned into about 50 in 6 months. But play money is very different than real money. Alrighty, on this day in 1897, Dracula was a novel by the Irish author Bram Stoker was published from Transylvania, and it was based on Vlad the Impaler, which is a Transylvanian story of somebody who actually lived. Dracula is a made-up figure, but it was based on Vlad the Impaler, who ran a totalitarian. He was a fascist, and apparently Romania was very Transylvania was very lawless, and he would impale people for stealing. So the streets were safe to walk. He also burned people alive in churches and stuff like that. Dracula. And there's a new movie out called Love and Vampires. Is that what it is? Something like that. And I hate vampire movies. This one is hilarious and funny and very smart. I think that's what it may be called, Vampires and Love. I'll find out, and maybe at the break and tell you what it is. It comes out in the next couple of weeks, and it's really smart and funny and beautifully shot. On this day in 1969, Apollo 10 returns to Earth after a successful 8-day test of all the components needed for the forthcoming first manned moon landing. Yay! One small step for man, one large leap for mankind. In 1977, George Willing climbs the South Tower of New York City's World Trade Center, which has now become iconic because World Trade Center doesn't exist anymore. That's one of those interesting stories as far as I'm concerned, because when the World Trade Center was built, everybody deplored it. And in fact, Battery Park City was built on landfill from the World Trade Center. That whole area didn't exist. And they had to do something with the it's a huge undertaking, and very far under, very deep underground as well. And so they built this whole part of the city, and everybody hated the Twin Towers because they were just monoliths. They were very, very rectangular, except Channel 11, who used to use them as their background of how people would remember Channel 11, and they would always show the World Trade Center in the background. No longer. Although the new building is much more beautiful. But it will always be sad. And when you see old movies that's got the World Trade Center, there's, at least for me, there's always that lump in your throat. In 2012, a cannibal attack takes place on the MacArthur Causeway in Miami. Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't.
That seems completely bizarre. A naked male... Oh, I do remember this. A naked male assailant named Eugene attacked and gruesomely maimed the homeless man Ronald Popo underneath a tram bridge crossing the MacArthur Causeway in Miami, making headlines across the world. During the 18-minute filmed encounter, ye gods, Eugene erroneously and erratically accused Popo of stealing his Bible, then beat him unconscious, removed his pants, and gruesomely bit and chewed the flesh off most of his face above the beard, including his left eye, rendering him permanently blind in both eyes and grossly disfigured. Because it was so grotesque, Eugene came to be dubbed the Miami Zombie and the Causeway Cannibal. The attack ended when Eugene was fatally shot by Miami Police Department officer after failing to respond to commands for him to stop. Reportedly, he even snarled at the police. The reason for the attack remains unclear, because they shot him to death. He was 31. He was employed at a car wash at the time and was a divorced former high school football player with a series of petty criminal arrests from age 16 until 2009. The Popo was a graduate of Manhattan's prestigious Stuyvesant High School, was homeless, had long been presumed dead by his estranged family. They said that somebody may have been using bath salts. I would say if he played football, he probably had organic brain syndrome, but who knows. Well, so that's something. So this is not a great day to celebrate in history. Don't get yourself a red nose. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. I have not given up my quest, but I have also not found the name of the movie, but I will. I mean, when I get serious about this, I will find it. All right, so I thought we started this yesterday, and we got so many calls that we didn't get very far in it. And to be quite honest, I put the question up before Bill Cosby had essentially been indicted. the judge, pardon me, said that there was enough evidence to go forward in trial, even though his lawyer said, well, it's all hearsay and it's it's 11 years old. And the prosecution said, that's because you've been fighting us for 10 years. So the question is, what do you think should happen to Bill Cosby? And this was before the decision that he was going to have to go to trial. So we anticipated this a little bit. But let's hear what... Do you have any feelings about this one way or the other, Jacob?
I haven't looked into it deeply. So I don't know. I don't know all the... It's hard to just know what's true and what's not.
Well, as I said, I kind of got peripherally involved in this, and I talked about it at some length yesterday, and I don't necessarily want to walk back into that territory just because it was not comfortable the first time with Arnold Schwarzenegger and sort of peripherally getting involved in that because I'd had basically, I know I'm not supposed to read basically, I'd had a relatively benign interaction with him, but it was certainly it was very similar to what these women were saying, but I was in a position of economic, social, and intellectual independence from him. I mean, I suppose he could have helped my career to the extent that I know he didn't wreck it. But they were in a very different position, and I was sympathetic with it, and a storm came down on my head about, and I was just tangentially involved and was very benign about it, of just saying that this has been my experience, and I think that he doesn't really understand the clout that he has, that it may have been playful, but it doesn't feel playful when it's your job or your livelihood or whatever. And that was, and so my point being that it's very difficult as a woman to come forward and say any of these kinds of things, because, and the idea that you would do it for anything other than because it was really crucial and he sort of essentially wrecked your life, that it's very problematical because it's going to come down on your head. So I was sort of adding credibility to it, which, okay. So let's go see what other people said.
Sounds good. All right. First up, we have Alan, who says, hard to say. My thing with Bill Cosby is if he wanted to be with all those women, all he had to do was divorce his wife, give her a good settlement, and play at being a playboy.
He probably didn't even have to do that. I mean, the allegations are that he drugged them. So, and there's certainly a number of women in our society, for better or for ill, who are willing to overlook a man's marital status. I think good for our male respondent saying, look, if you want to be a playboy, be a playboy. But the allegations are not that he was an adulterer per se, but that he drugged women, that he, under the guise of friendship or whatever, drugged them and had... So he had sex without consent. He raped them. So, but good for you as a man for saying, look, if you wanna have sex with women that are not your wife, divorce and go ahead. But this is a different issue. But good for you for sort of standing up for the notion of fidelity and honesty. And if you don't want to be faithful, then you don't marry. Or if you find yourself tempted, that there are other ways of dealing with it. But this was not about adultery. It was about rape.
Definitely. So then he goes on to say he had at least from 1970 on to do that. He would have been 34 years old and just be more like Jack Nicholson, an eternal playboy, and none of this would have ever happened. Also, no drugs as well. Bill Cosby just goes on natural charm.
Well, and he is, at least his public persona is one of great charm. The point is very well taken. But again, it's not about charm or seduction or adultery. It's about rape.
Yep.
Can't give informed consent if you're drugged.
So then next up we have Dave, who says, jail like anyone else, registered as a sexual predator as anyone else would.
And they're talking about... being able, each of the counts could be sentenced for up to 10 years, although whether or not they would do it consecutively or not. And I think there are 13 women at this point. Okay,
wow.
Keep going.
Next is Barbara.
Well, there are 50 women who've come forward. I think the trial concerns 13 of them.
Yeah. Next is Barbara, who says, I hope all his accusers sue him and he goes to jail for the rest of his natural life.
Well, it's certainly a possibility, and as people pointed out both today and yesterday, you guys are so sophisticated that there's a difference between a criminal and a civil proceeding that O.J., for example, was exonerated. Well, exonerated is not the right word. He was found not guilty of murders, but was sued by the family and was found guilty of that. And then the reason he's in jail now is because of that weird breaking and entering in Las Vegas. From a psychological point of view, this was a guy who I think wanted to be caught and punished. And I mean, the documentary, which I highly recommend, even though I had never seen the footage of the murders, and I don't think most people had, it will be interesting to see what happens when it's publicized, because they are unbelievable. I mean, you just can't believe the level of destruction and viciousness. And as you know from that trial, it was very much a racial division, that most whites felt he was guilty and most African Americans felt he wasn't. I'd be very interested in seeing what the African American community sees after they see both the footage on this, because I had no idea. And I'm in the media. It's part of my job to know a little bit about a lot. Just because otherwise, I mean, yeah, that's part of my job, and I had no idea. It'll be out, and the producer, or the director, who is also one of the producers, said he'll come on the program. He just wanted to come on closer to the release, which I think will be either the end of June or early July. As I said, it's five episodes, an hour and a half apiece. I saw them all in, well, to say one sitting. They did let me go to the bathroom and fed me some chocolate in the afternoon so I didn't fall asleep. But it's an extraordinary experience. And the first, it's heartbreaking as well. I mean, to see somebody with that natural kind of ability and what happened. Amazing. Okay, keep going.
All right. Next, Carol simply says jail.
Carol, tell me what you really think here. 855-993-7569. You got an opinion? You've got something you want to talk with me about? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, you guys are going to get a kick out of the movie that I couldn't find the title because all I could remember was vampire. And if you Google vampire, you're not going to get anywhere near. The name of the movie that I want you to keep an eye out for is called Therapy for a Vampire. Okay, I don't want to hear your Freudian interpretation of that. I just don't, all right? So the idea is, it's set in Germany, and I didn't want to see this. I don't like vampire movies. I don't like the undead. I think that the whole thing is kind of stupid. But this one has Sigmund Freud treating what is essentially Dracula, who, because he could only come out at night and has everlasting life, how many years do you have to spend with a nagging wife who can't see herself in a mirror? So Sigmund Freud decides that he has a young patient who's an artist who's helping Sigmund Freud, manifest his dreams as an artist. So Sigmund sends Dracula's wife to the artist to draw him. And I'm not going to tell you very much, but it's funny, it's smart, it counts on you knowing a little bit about the Dracula legends. And at one point, his wife gets, who's a vampire as well, and, you know, complaining that she can't see herself in the mirror, so she doesn't know how she looks anymore. Does this make me look fat? And at one point, she sucks the life out of two drunken sailors and gets tipsy because their blood was full of schnapps. I mean, it's just, it's really fun. So it's called Therapy for a Vampire. And I can't believe that I couldn't remember the therapy part. Okay, so I didn't. Don't give me a hard time about that. All right, let's go back to speaking, I guess, vampires of Bill Cosby.
All right.
So the male response was, okay, if you want to do this. But again, first of all, I commend you for feeling that you're not going to be supportive of adultery. But this wasn't about sex. This was about power, and it was about rape. That, which is sort of interesting if you think about it, that one of the more successful and visible actors, I mean, he was popular in I Spy, he was the Cosby Show, the Jell-O commercials, his comedy albums, he was famous, wealthy, beloved, I would say, and still on some level felt that he couldn't, his own personal charm or wealth or whatever was not enough. And so he had to drug women to have sex with him, where they're obviously not going to give him any complaint. And so that's not, rape is never about sex. It's always about power. And this is one of those horrible examples of it. All right, keep going. Either that or entitlement or a horrible combination of both. All right, keep going.
Next up we have Kiana. She says the exact same thing that should happen to anyone else in that position. He should be tried fairly. I'm really disgusted with him and how rape is handled in our country overall. Number one, if you discover someone at work is raping children, you tell your boss and not the police, really? Penn State/the Catholic Church. Two, the police may or may not even investigate it. Three, if they do pursue it, the victim is almost guaranteed to be vilified. Four, date rape drugs are apparently easy to get. It's really no wonder that Bill Cosby is reacting to this as if it were no big deal, and he's too important to be bothered with it. Let's make abortions illegal just to seal the deal.
Wait a minute, where did that last comment come from?
I think maybe she's saying that when people are raped, you know, they get abortions, but if they get pregnant, but...
There's some state, I'm trying to remember which one it was, that has just passed a law that says that even in the instance of rape, that abortions are not legal. One of the states, the United States, has done that in the last couple of months. Think about that. Think about being raped and having to go through a pregnancy. Okay. Gee, this is a cheery topic, isn't it?
Yeah.
We should go back to vampires. Okay, movies or something. What else you got?
Boyd. Eddie Murphy.
But let me, in my own, and defense isn't exactly the term here. Because it's interesting, we were talking about something completely different before the program started today, Jacob and I were. And my really very profoundly, intensely, emotionally held belief that if doing this program doesn't allow me to bring to the audience's attention things that I think are important, not on a political basis, but on a humanitarian basis, on a psychological basis, on an emotional basis, and occasionally even on a female basis, then I'm just selling toilet paper for a living, or toilets. I guess we have a portable toilet or something. And you can't even line the bottom of a birdcage with it. So I view it as my responsibility, that it's part of... And you guys tolerate it fairly well. I mean, every once in a while somebody will say, I can't believe we're talking about that. But and I'm not trying to convince you. I'm trying to convince you to think about something. And this topic, for whatever else, I mean, you can hear from the responses. It's really not about Bill Cosby per se, even though he is the focus. It's about power. It's about abuse of power. It's about entitlement. It's about rights. It's about rape. It's about the legal system. And we'd like to think that we've come a long way from the time where a woman's sexual history was part of a trial. My guess is that we're going to see it again. that, well, you invited them up to your room, or there was one person, I think the one, I think her name is Constance, who was the primary, the first person to have come out about this, who said that she snuggled with him at some point. And that's going to be brought out in the trial. But anything after no, anything after certainly being doped, is rape. Period. No matter what you did, I don't care if you're wandering around naked with little signs on your navel saying this space for rent. After no is rape. Period. That's it. And is it stupid to put yourself in positions? Yeah, but stupid is not illegal. And rape is. Okay, keep going.
All right. Boyd says, Eddie Murphy needs to call up Bill and chastise him for his raunchy drugging habits.
Why are we having Eddie Murphy involved?
I think because
he was.
Bill called him up and told him he shouldn't swear so much in his stand-up a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, and I think there was also, wasn't there something where Eddie Murphy was supposed to introduce Bill Cosby or something, and he wouldn't do it recently?
I'm not sure.
I think there was something. You go ahead and I'll see if I can find it. Although I'm not doing very well with Googling today, given the fact that I forgot the name of the movie was Therapy for a Vampire. All I could remember is Vampire.
Mm.
All right, keep going.
Next up is Caroline, and she says he should get jail. I wish those women came forward sooner.
Yep. Apparently, Murphy makes Cosby jokes at award ceremony. I remember that. Eddie Murphy nails Bill Cosby joke in rare stand-up set. You could probably... He impersonated him at the Mark Twain Prize event. All right, keep going.
Sharon says, give him a new cellmate every night, and at that time make him drink the drug he gave his victim.
Whoa.
Yikes. It's
okay.
A little dark.
Apparently he made the comments on the 19th of October last year after 28 years. It was his first stand-up. He said he refused to make a joke about Bill Cosby on Saturday Night Live. But then he did. Okay.
Deborah says Cosby has denied that he sexually assaulted any women. That's not necessarily saying what she thinks should happen to him. But.
Well, but she has a point that you're innocent until you're proven guilty. And the initial hearing only said that there was enough evidence to bring it to trial. They didn't say he was guilty or not guilty.
Right.
So.
Evelyn spends the rest of his pathetic life in prison.
Yeah, people are not really very impressed with him, are they, at this moment?
No. Mark, jail time, no matter how minimal.
Well, that'll be interesting to see what happens, won't it? It wouldn't be surprising to me if he is convicted that we have all sorts of health issues. Because he's what? I think he's 79 or something. That all of a sudden that he's not healthy enough to go to prison. We'll see.
Fifi said Bill should be stripped of all honors he received academically. He is no role model.
Well, in theory, let me just say a couple things about that. As far as I know, he got a degree from from UMass, but it was unclear whether it was an honorary degree or not. I don't think it was an honorary degree. Number one. Number two, in theory, you don't get defrocked just because you're an idiot. You earned a degree or you didn't earn a degree. I hear what you're saying. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. and twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax,
marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Okay, let's see what else we got to finish this up. You there?
Oh, sorry. I was muted and
Jacob,
I didn't know
wake
it.
Jacob, wake up. Yeah. Gone.
I was talking. I'm like, why didn't she hear me?
Because I couldn't hear you. Yeah, there you go.
Last one weighing in here is Irvin, and he says, honestly, jail, then rehab, but I still don't think they should take the Cosby Show. I know it was different times, but he was the black Andy Griffin of wholesomeness. Just my opinion.
All right, let's look at that for just a minute, okay? Which is an interesting note on which to end this discussion. In my generation, Muhammad Ali was one of the best examples of somebody who was greatly penalized for his political beliefs. Now, granted, this is not political beliefs. And maybe a better example is Pete Rose, that I actually feel ambivalent about, because he's never going to be in the Hall of Fame because he broke the rules. He bet on his own. Not only did he bet on baseball, he bet on his own team. Highly suspect. Should we separate out somebody's accomplishments from their character, from their morality? As far as I'm concerned, it's an interesting discussion, and maybe we should put it on Facebook. Because they're Muhammad Ali at the time, looking back on it, people are much more sanguine about it, that, okay, you know, he was right, and we shouldn't have been in Vietnam, that white guys killing people of color, and I'm a guy of color. But he had to renounce his title. Should we separate out somebody's accomplishments from their character, from their morality? As far as I'm concerned, it's an interesting question. Should we punish somebody? I guess the answer is not should we punish them, but should we separate them out? Our last respondent said, damn straight, that you don't want to give somebody, and we're not even talking about the economic outcome from it, because shows in syndication make people a lot of money, and he'll make more money in syndication than he probably did in first run. Although this is probably not exactly apply, there's the Son of Sam law, which was enacted in New York, I believe, that said if you've committed a crime, you can't make any money off of the reporting of the crime, whether you write a book or they do a story on your life or whatever, and that in New York at least, you cannot do it. So this is not exactly the same, because he did the Cosby Show, although some of it, no, I guess it was not concurrent. I do think there's somebody who's alleging during the Cosby Show, but nevertheless, it seems to me an open question. Can we separate, not even can we, should we separate somebody's abilities, somebody's accomplishments from their moral character? Can we put that up on Facebook? And you have to give examples of why question. Or why not. Don't you think it's kind of a cool question?
Yeah. How would you word that?
Should we separate out somebody's accomplishments, the reward for their accomplishments, and the punishment for their lack of morality? And if so, why? And give me some examples.
Yeah.
In some ways, having reviewed the movies today and talking about X-Men, Captain America, Batman versus Superman, all three of those and some other ones as well are taking on exactly that question in a slightly different context, which is, can you be a superhero if there's collateral damage, if by your behavior you cause death or destruction? Not exactly the same, but very similar. Of where's the line in the sand? Where's the morality? Who decides? And that we've got three comic books, right, that are taking on exactly that question. Which it's part of the morality and part of the issues of our time. But at least we're taking them on. Attila the Hun. Alrighty, so we have, what, about 3 minutes here? Can you give me a program director question to end up with?
I sure can. Let's see. I have one from Bonnie.
Okay.
She says, I would not want to turn your show into a DSM tutorial as recommended by previous commenters, although that would be interesting to me personally. I think it would turn off many listeners. I would like, though, to discuss lighter psych issues such as stress reduction, mindfulness, those benefits on mind and body.
Wait a minute. Don't go so fast. Stress reduction. What else? Mind-body.
Stress reduction, mindfulness, and those benefits on mind and body.
Okay. I don't think that's turning it into DSM. Those are perfectly legitimate questions as far as I'm concerned. Stress reduction. Let's start there. One person's stress is another's relaxation. There are some people who need a certain amount of stimulation. Some people are overstimulated by it. So the first thing you do is decide what stresses you. And it's going to be different for different people. There's not one size fits all. Stress, by definition, is overtaxing the system. So on some day, it might be really fun for you to babysit triplets, three-year-old triplets. On some day, it may be completely stressful and tearing out your hair. So, and maybe taking care of them for an hour is really fun. Taking care of them for a day is off the charts. So the first thing to do about stress reduction is figure out what stresses you, under what circumstances, what the time frame is, whether there's a certain time of day, certain time of the week, certain time of the month, certain time of the year, and begin to keep track of your own abilities to tolerate or not tolerate. And it's going to vary. Someday, for example, you can have three M&Ms before bed and go right to sleep. The next day, you may be up all night. So figure out what overtaxes the system, under what circumstances, and be as specific as possible. Don't say things like stress, because it's going to vary. Mind-body are not two separate systems. There are, we know things like yoga, meditation, being mindful, is a way of not only de-stressing your head, your emotions, but also your body. I can give you all sorts of examples of that, the most prominent being square breathing, that our adrenaline response is dependent on changing the oxygen carbon dioxide balance in our bodies. And I can go into that if you'd like it in more detail. I think it's also on the website. So regardless of what the trigger is, you can reduce both the physiological part of it and the psychological part of it by attacking your breathing, by calming your breathing, understanding that it's a sequelae, it's a secondary part of the adrenaline response, but it's a feedback loop. So by calming your body, changing the CO2 oxygen balance, that you're signaling your body that the stress is over and that your body can return to its homeostatic state. So we didn't have quite enough time, but Bonnie, call me back, and if you have a specific issue, I'd be glad to go through it with you. But that's at least, as you say, the overview with it. The more specific, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.